What are you suggesting? He who didn't regard the kingdom as anything, no, nor hell in comparison to his yearning for Christ, did he judge recognition from the masses to be anything, so as both to be elevated and to require that continuous restraint? For he didn't say that he might strike me, but that he may strike me. Yet who would say this? Then what is the significance of what was said? When we have clarified what is meant by the thorn, and who is this messenger of Satan, then we will explain this too. Some suggest that he refers to a kind of headache inflicted by the devil, but God forbid, for the body of Paul could never have been given over to the devil, considering that the devil himself surrendered to Paul at his mere command, and he gave him guidelines and limits when he handed over the adulterer for the destruction of the flesh, and the devil dared not overstep them. So what is the significance of what was said? An adversary is called Satan in Hebrew, and in the third book of Kings, the Bible has termed those who are adversarial as such. And speaking of Solomon, it says, "In his days there was no Satan," meaning no adversary, enemy, or contestant. Therefore, what he's saying is this: God wouldn't allow the preaching to progress as a way to control our lofty thoughts, but permitted the adversaries to attack us. For this was indeed enough to humble grand intentions, not so with a headache. So by the messenger of Satan he means Alexander the coppersmith, the side of Hymenaeus and Philetus, all the opponents of the word. Those who disputed with him and fought against him, those that threw him in jail, those that beat him, that led him to death. For they carried out Satan's business. Just as he names those Jews children of the devil, who were emulating his actions, he also names each and every opponent as the messenger of Satan. He therefore says, "There was given to me a thorn to strike me." Not as if God offers such men weapons, God forbid. Not that he chastises or punishes, but rather he permits and allows them for the time being.